What has Paul Ryan done? $286 million is now going to go into the coffers of baby killers. Now, I read the act because the people at Planned Parenthood said, Better Church, Better Pro-Life, or you're wrong. There's no baby killing money in there. You need to read the bill. I did read the bill, and I know the response. Here's the problem. The money that is transferred to Planned Parenthood is fungible. In other words, even though the law says you can't use the money to kill babies, that money that's not supposed to go to kill babies goes into the same account that allegedly goes into mammograms. And since we know that Planned Parenthood has performed this many mammograms in the past 30 years...
0.0.
Oh, they got a machine or two somewhere out there that they bought. Do they use them? No! Everyone in official Morador knows this. I published this last night before I hit the hay on the Twitter feed. Didn't get a chance to get over to the Facebook, but it's on the Twitter feed. It's just easier publishing things on Twitter, so it's just a bit more convenient than Facebook. And I'm not always harangued or harassed by someone on the Twitter. On Facebook, someone is always popping a chat room window up. Hey. Minuturk, can you answer it? I didn't come in here to chat. So I published this last night on the Twitter feed, and it's in today's pile of prep. Story of the show, here it is. This is from the AP Newswire. No shutdown, $1.1 trillion agreement shows Democrats clout. Now, wait a minute. I thought the Democrats lost. How do the Democrats have any clout if they lost? And I'm going to do this little news story and a couple of others today from the point of view that nothing principally has changed. I even make this point in today's pile of prep. You can't change this monstrosity. Moloch is in control of it. Beelzebub's running the show. All parties are in it together. They're all seated at the $4.5 trillion all-you-can-eat federal buffet, and this group is at this end of the table, and they're munching and dining down and chomping down on these fine foods, exotic foods paid for. Of course, when I say exotic foods, I should say exotic extensions of money. Paid for by you and I. And on the other end, those people are eating, we're not so happy with this end of the table, but hey, we're not starving. The point is that when power is exchanged, you know, we hear this over and over and over again. For 224 years, this country has experienced and has a very great tradition of peaceful exchanges of power. Well, I'm sure it does, and I hope it's cold milk. And this is why nothing can change. So I write about this in today's pile of prep, that if you want to stay involved in these circles that you're running in with, quote, conservatives, close quote, and you want to remain active, just marry yourself to the idea that you're participating in an exercise that is futile. It's going to deliver you absolutely nothing other than more hardship and despair, defeat. Oh, there'll be an occasional, USA, after we lob a couple of more missiles into some unsuspecting third world backwater and proclaim victory, yeah, you'll get to cheer that. You know, maybe Trump will say something to someone or tweet something out at someone. It'll smack them down, and you'll go like, you'll get to do that. But we're not fixing the sewage factory that we call the American form of government. That's not going to happen anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I think that Chris Ferrara is right that last time he was on this show, or the last several times, that when societies and civilizations get to the point where ours is, the usual corrective that God will apply in some way, in some form or fashion, is catastrophe, is disaster. I don't wish for it. But then again, I don't get a vote. God's in charge, and he knows what he's doing. So If you scroll through, no shutdown, $1.1 trillion agreement shows Democrats clout. Can you just imagine? Just, I want you to think about this for just a moment. How much is a trillion? Yeah, Mr. Church, how much is a trillion? There are illustrations that you can find on the internet that purport to show. Some of them involve stacking dollar bills that go to the moon. Some of them involve stacking dollar bills that can form Empire State Buildings. Or one of them I saw was, let's see here. I think they compared the old giant stadium in the Meadowlands before they tore it down. You could fill the giant stadium up with a trillion. That's how many. That's how the quantity of paper notes. That's how big it is. It's such a vast sum of paper. I was gonna say money, but it's not really money. It's currency. Such a vast sum of paper currency that it defies comprehension. In other words, if someone were to say to you, I'll give you, for example, if I were to say to one of you, hey, why don't you go out on the, hey, Llama, hey, Mitter listener or Mitted listener, if you live on the East Coast, go find a beach somewhere. If you live on the West Coast, go find a beach somewhere there. Go out on the beach and get a bucket, fill it full of sand, and one by one start counting the grains. Let me know when you get to a trillion. Someone has actually calculated this out. I think it takes like 1,600 years to do this. That's how much a trillion is. If it were possible to do it 8 hours a day for I can't remember how many years, you're probably not going to get to even a million. There's a in one of his lectures, Brother Francis, in the Philosophy of Pudenni's lecture series, which all gentlemen should consider taking at some point. Even if you don't take the whole thing, take some of it. Anyways, that when he was a child, somebody challenged Brother Francis that said, Malouf, you can't even count to 100. What makes you think you even know what the million is? And Brother Francis said, I will prove you wrong. I will count to a million. And so when he'd be walking back and forth to the town or the school or whatever, he tried to count. And he tried to keep track, and he'd write down where he left off of. He never even made it to 100,000 in trying to count to a million. Never. So that's how large of an endeavor this is. But we read stories like this. It says $1.1 trillion. It's like, wow. That's awesome. $1.1 trillion. Where's my trillion? $1.1 trillion. Now, consider. This funds, and I use the word fund, an air finger quotation mark, because it doesn't really fund anything. It borrows the money. This funds the national monstrosity that's perched on the banks of the Potomac River from today or yesterday until September the 30th. On October the 1st, the new fiscal year begins and the funding runs out, and then this will have to be done all over again. And then Paul R. Ryan and the rest of the, quote, conservatives, close quote, in the Congress will have to go back to the table. There's a line in the story from the Associated Press. Starts out like this. Erasing the threat of a disruptive government shutdown, the White House and top lawmakers endorsed a $1.1 trillion spending bill Monday to carry the nation through September. Do you see that? To carry the nation through September. No, it's to carry the nation's government through September. Do you see, folks? Ladies and gentlemen, do you see how the propaganda is no longer propaganda now? It's just news. Oh, well, we have to have $1.1 trillion to carry the nation. What do I mean? I'm part of the nation, aren't I? You're listening to this show on the Crusade Channel or listening to it on the Crusade Channel app. You're part of the nation, aren't you? Mid-Critifer's part of the nation. Joseph Pierce is going to call the show later on today, and we're going to interview him. He's part of the nation. Are those David Simpson, if he's listening, is part of the nation? Is he being, are any of those people that I mentioned being carried? Well, you see, the government now is now synonymous with the nation. Thus, it's synonymous with the country. Thus, it's synonymous with we, the people. Don't ever forget, and I'm going to ask Joseph Pierce about this, the litany of Marica, our new civil religion. Shining city upon a hill. Marica is moral exemplar. The empire of reason. Marica is the land of enlightenment. Nature's nation. Marica is a nation uniquely in harmony with nature, etc., etc., etc. 1.1 trillion dollars. That's the size of the endeavor. Negotiators released the 1,655-page bill after Republicans dropped numerous demands on the environment, Obama-era financial regulations. In other words, they weren't able to do any of these things. They were not able to get rid of Dodd-Frank. They were not able to get rid of the things that the Pelosi Committee. You see how smart the Democrats are? They make things permanent. What does our Lord say in the New Testament? I make all things new. What does the Democrat say in 2017? I make all things permanent. Nancy Pelosi says, I make all things permanent. I'm not going to bore you with the details because, quite frankly, I don't wish to talk about any of this garbage anymore, but I will give you this detail. Trump, however, obtained $1.5 billion for security measures such as 5,000 additional detention beds, an upgrade in border infrastructure and technology such as surveillance. While the measure would peacefully end a battle over the current budget year, the upcoming 2018 budget cycle promises to be even more difficult. Oh, it's so hard, it's difficult. What a hard job. Crunchy numbers. How difficult is that? Mulvaney's plans to slash domestic agency budgets could grind this summer's round of spending bills to a halt. GOP, now listen to this. This is the key part. If we don't protect the most innocent life, what do we have a government for? If that's not the ultimate common good, which is supposed to be the purpose and the be-all, end-all, the ultimate purpose of all government, if is the common good, the promotion and defense of the common good, if sparing the lives of the soon-to-be-born is not the ultimate common good, what is? If you don't spare the lives of the soon-to-be-born and preserve them and protect them and defend them, well, then you're not going to have people to be governed by the next round of politicians or the next nation that's going to need to be funded, are you? GOP leaders decided against trying to use the must-do spending bill to defund Planned Parenthood and dropped a House provision to zero out Title X family planning funds. There you have it in black and white, for all to read and all to see. Nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. Midterm, please. They've done a lot of good for pro-life. They can't even bring themselves to put it in the bill so it could be taken out later on. Note the language. Republicans decided against. It's here. Put another way, it's more important to rebuild what we've destroyed in the third world than it is to protect innocent human infant life right here down the street from where you're listening to me. And which is not to say that if you end the funding for Planned Parenthood that you're going to protect all life, but at least that funding valve has been cut off. Now, Planned Parenthood has to go door to door. Oh, yes, I'm from Planned Parenthood. I'm a baby. Yes, I represent the baby killers. Yes, yes. I'm here on the annual baby killer fundraising tour. Yes, yes. Well, we do have some blood cookies, if you'd like one, in exchange for your generous donation. They have to go door to door to raise funds for their ghastly enterprise. It makes it that much more difficult. And then, what did we learn from some of the reporting that Debbie Schlussel did, for example, on Sean Hannity's former Freedom concert? I only bring this up, not to dig at Hannity, but as a point of reference. You're going to raise funds for anything. If you have to actually go out and do it yourself, what are you going to incur to do that? Expenses. In other words, you're going to have to pay people. You're going to have to find the resources to secure the funding. So it takes time away from killing babies. It takes money away from killing babies. It takes labor away from killing babies and recruiting women that will go into clinics to have their babies killed. In other words, it has a net positive effect. It doesn't end it. Only an establishment of the new Christendom here in North America will end it. But it does knock it for the proverbial loop. I'll take that today. I won't take it as the end result, but I'll take it today, won't you?